This is St. Louis Public Radio. Accountability checks were written into the agreements between Paul McKee and the city. One was a property maintenance plan. St. Louis Public Radio's Kay Petrin looks into how those requirements worked out.
In 2012, Northside Regeneration agreed to create an online database to track property complaints. Multiple city agencies are supposed to have access. Most of them, like Building Commissioner Frank Oswald, say they haven't heard of it.
I think we would have used it, but I'm sure we have never had it offered to us if it exists.
Northside Regeneration was also supposed to hire an ombudsman to serve as a point person for neighborhood complaints. McKee chose Delonia Winston to fill that role. The agreement says Northside Regeneration had to introduce Winston to neighborhood associations and residents. St. Louis Place Community Association Chair Brian Krueger says Winston is well known, but he wouldn't exactly call her an ombudsman.
Not wanting to sound tacky, she's like a Girl Friday. She runs the downtown office.
The building commissioner's office says Winston has been really helpful to city agencies. But other community associations and neighbors we spoke to say no one made it clear that Winston was the go-to person. Sheila Rendon says she knew Winston worked for McKee, but had no idea she handled complaints.
Never has anyone been described or introduced to the community to fill that spot.
Winston has created spreadsheets to track grass mowing, board ups, buildings in bad condition, and overall property ownership. But to see those, you have to go to Northside Regeneration's office. Paul McKee, who declined to be recorded, says no city official has done that. And he avoided answering whether they've kept track of complaints as the agreement stipulated. The city's economic development arm, St. Louis Development Corporation, says it has been aware of the database for 6 years and acknowledged it should have been online. I'm Kay Petrin, St. Louis Public Radio.